This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. Never underestimate the enterprising spirit of humans annoyed by potholes. Multiple, frequent infrastructure weeks still haven't created enough political will to fund fixes for the nation's roads and bridges. But in the meantime, some people are taking matters into their own hands. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
What does Batman do when villains overrun Gotham City? He deals with them himself. So it is in Oakland with two young men and potholes.
I'm Eric.
I'm Brian.
And we're the pothole vigilantes.
They work at night, parking Brian's pickup truck in front of one monster more than 2 feet across. Eric pours out a $20 bag of quick dry asphalt, and Brian packs it down with, well, he's not sure what it's called.
Leveler, hammer.
It's a tamper.
I mean, we pretty much learned how to do it in like 5 seconds after we Googled it and we saw a short 2 minute clip.
As they work, a grateful citizenry emerges.
Thank you guys.
Welcome.
Appreciate it.
Listen, man, this year is like driving on the moon.
Yeah, we need more guys like this. I'm following suit, man.
So you're in favor? You're in favor of the pothole vigilantism?
Oh, big time, man. I'm glad I could see them in action.
Now, the vigilantes aren't doing this out of pure altruism.
Find us on Instagram at Pothole Vigilantes.
They're already soliciting donations, and Eric says he hopes it can become a business.
Uber for potholes.
It is the Bay Area, after all. But if that's the Batman approach, then Ashley Lindquist used to see what you might call the Joker strategy in her North Oakland neighborhood.
So we're going right here.
Yeah.
So you can kind of see.
Lindquist says a huge pothole used to fill the intersection.
It had been there forever, and it just was getting increasingly deep and dangerous, and then someone took matter into their own hands.
Namely, they spray-painted a, let's just say, crude depiction of the male anatomy around the pothole.
It was probably like 5 feet long.
And within the week, graffiti and pothole paved over.
I was shocked that the results were so quick. And we were happy.
Right.
I was like, Oh, this is now a new solution for dealing with this problem.
So it turns out this is not a new solution. The same drawing's been used on potholes in England at least since 2015. Nor is vigilantism exclusive to Oakland. The group Portland Anarchist Road Care formed in 2017 and was exactly what it sounds like. Then last month, a video of a 12-year-old filling in his street in Michigan went viral. Oakland, at least, discourages freelance repairs and denies that spray painting speeds paving. But it seems as long as the scourge of potholes remains unchecked, individuals will rise up against them. I'm Ben Bradford from Marketplace.